I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone. Here we are. I am so excited to be recording a podcast with Jared.
Hello.
It's been a couple weeks. There's just been a lot going on, and we've not been able to make it happen, both of us in here, and I think I've done two by myself, and I told him I will never again.
She did say that, never again.
It is not fun, me here just speaking. Nobody wants to hear that. Anyways.
I disagree.
Well, don't get too excited about how you are so important, but anyways, you are.
That's right. Okay.
Last Friday, exactly a week ago, we had a really fun and exciting day. A new chicken coop was delivered. Yes, it was. And let me tell you, this was literally months in the works. So we had a chicken coop that Jared had put together, I don't even know, 4 years ago or 3 years ago. And it was tiny. And at that point, I never thought I would have ducks and turkeys and all this other stuff. Because let me just tell you, there is such thing as chicken math. You start with one and they just kind of multiply. And I promise you, you can't just have one. So the old coop was just not working. It wasn't cutting it. So I decided I wanted a new coop. And although Jared could build me a new coop, Jared, could you build me a new coop?
I mean, I could do it, sure, but Annette can tell you why I don't do it. Go on, tell him.
Jared actually is very good at making things, but I don't feel he's as maybe patient in making things, and so if it doesn't go exactly the way he wants, he's like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Moving past.
It's true.
Let's keep going. So I found someone that a friend recommended. His name is Mike, to make our chicken coop. And Mike has been making chicken coops for a while, and he makes wonderful ones. And I wanted something specific in mind, so I drew it out, sent him all the ideas, and he was like, yeah, I think we can figure that out. So it just took some time because he had a lot of things to work on. And then the price of lumber just went cha-ching.
So we sold our next child.
I mean,
and
might as well
paid
have
for a chicken coop.
Yeah, anyways, to anyone that's building or has built or has had to go buy a 2x4 at Home Depot, you know the prices went up this year, especially in the summer. So anyways, all that to say
that never let your husband build a chicken coop that later you will ask him to tear down.
Oh.
Why don't you start the story there?
Do it right the first time, folks.
Oh.
Oh, no. Actually, here's what it is. Jared made it correctly the first time. It's if you're going to build a chicken coop versus buy one, because you can buy some that are much smaller and you can, kind of put them together. And those work great if you have 4 or 5 chickens. But if you actually choose to make one from scratch, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, make it bigger than you want. Go ahead.
Yep.
Add a few more feet. Just do it. Just listen to my advice, because inevitably you're going to want it to be bigger. And then a few years down the road, you're going to be like, why?
Mm-hmm.
So we tore the old one down, and our nice friend Mike was making the new one. Jared was very helpful. He had to pour a concrete slab, which was super fun for Jared to do. I think
super
he
fun.
Loved every minute of that.
Loved it.
Loved it. And especially trying to get it level on a hill, because more words of advice. If you're going to do a new chicken coop, try to do it where you don't have to bring in the new one to go where the old one went exactly, so that the ground has to be perfect and all that. That was not easy. So let me give you a quick little backstory.
No, let me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, Annette, how big is this chicken coop? Oh, it's going to fit on a trailer. Okay, so I get the dimensions.
It did.
And I'm building this pad based on that. And then it was, so how's he going to get that thing in here? Oh, he's just going to pull around his trailer and drop it off and move it. And so I'm picturing, oh, yeah, that's easy. Sure, we can do that. Okay, pick up the story. Go.
And you know, and everyone's, Mike has never delivered to our home before, and I told him kind of, but he wasn't sure what the scenario was here, you know? So I see him coming down the road. He'll be coming around the mountain when he comes.
That's what was happening.
With the chicken coop. It was large.
So large.
So it's 10 and a half feet tall, which is the ceiling height in our home. The rooms in our home. Taller, actually. They're 10
feet. Not that we were installing it in our house.
Correct.
That's funny how you would say that. I would have just said, you know, it was like a basketball goal.
Yeah, I would not know how tall. How tall is a basketball goal?
10 feet.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that. Okay, so... Yeah, okay. 14 foot long by only 6 feet wide. It's just long and skinny because we had to make it fit. Narrow and skinny, whatever. Narrow and long? Is that what it is? Anyways, it had to fit where the old coop was because that's where we have the run, and we just didn't want to do the run again. Again, if you're going to start over, just pick a different spot, folks.
This is our third run.
It'll be easier. Jared.
That would have been our third run.
Yeah, we only had two runs. We've had to revamp some things. You know what?
Let me tell you about the first one. Okay. The first one was like when you go to the zoo and you walk in the bird section. I had gotten netting to like drape over the middle and
of a very large
huge
area.
Corners. And so I thought, this is brilliant. No hawks are going to come in here. Well, the part I didn't calculate was ivy will grow up on it and it'll sink down until finally the netting will slowly fall.
So when you walked in, you were like ducking and it was the worst.
The worst.
It was literally the worst.
It was the worst.
We couldn't even get to the chicken coop. Anyways, it was so bad. So we had to tear that run down, and Jared so nicely built me a new run. See, Jared's done some great projects around here.
Yeehaw.
And that is why this time I said, no more. I'm going to let somebody else build the coop.
She did say that.
So
Mike arrives.
Mike arrives. It's beautiful. And then this was at 2:30 p.m. The process starts to figure out how this coop is going to go into the exact spot the other coop was.
So, yeah, he pulls up the driveway, and I'm like, you're going to have to pull through here, these two gates, and turn around and back up to the pad. And he's like, yeah, I can do that. He's like, but I'm going to need to go into your yard. And I'm like,
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh, no.
You're going to have to drive into the sod yard. And I've tried to give a lot of TLC to this little sod yard near our house.
And y'all, if I can tell you, there's one thing Jared's obsessed with, it's the grass.
It's the grass. And he said, I'm like, And if Mike, if you're listening, this is what I was thinking. I think I might have said this. I'd rather you take the fencing down. We'll just rip it out of the ground than destroy the sod. Because I can more easily fix that than the grass.
Oh, my word.
But kindly, he maneuvers so he doesn't have to do that. He backs up to it. And then the adventure begins.
So here's what I decided. I don't know if you guys have listened to any previous podcasts, but Jared and I, when it comes to like a certain thing where we both have to together make a decision, it does not go well because we both want to be right. So if you've heard about us planting an orchard or trying to like different things, no. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to remove myself from this chicken coop delivery situation. I'm not going to give my opinion because I do not know how pulleys and levers and what was the name of that trailer hitch? What was that thing on his trailer he called that kept it was supposed to lower?
A winch.
Winch. I have no idea what that is. So I was like, I'm going to remove myself from this scenario, and I'm going to let the grown men figure it out, because they can, which they did. So I went in the house. About 2 hours later, I come out. It's still in the same spot.
There's a chicken coop just hanging off the trailer. We got it halfway off.
It's halfway off. It's in the air to where it looked like if it literally fell, it was going to go and break.
That's right.
So again, I tried to tell myself, Annette, don't do it. And there was another friend of ours here, Alex, helping. And then he called his friend over. Four men.
Yeah, four men.
Working on getting this chicken coop.
So the first idea was, okay, let's get the back end off, set it on the pad. On the other side of the fence, basically through two fences, I was going to put my truck, hook up chains, and try and pull this thing off the trailer and sideways and slide it onto the coop. Very wishful thinking. And I hook it all up and we begin to pull and I rip the bottom of the coop off.
Literally rips a piece off.
And they're like, nope, okay, that's not going to work. So then I'm like, what are we going to do? And they're like, well, man, it'd be great if you had a tractor. And I'm like, well, my brother-in-law and sister have a tractor, but it's huge. And this space is so small, like, I don't think I can do anything with it. They're like, well, that's probably our best case. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll be back in 30 or 40 minutes. So I drive over to their house, which is like 10 miles away, and I get in this tractor.
Jared literally drives the tractor over because we didn't have a trailer to put the tractor on because the coop was on the trailer.
So I'm one of those guys just
going down the road.
20 miles an hour, which is hauling in this big tractor, which has like got a cab. I mean, it's like an artificial tractor. It's got air conditioning.
It's like a fake tractor.
It's a fake tractor. So I get it over here, and this thing is massive. And, you know, it's manual. So, you know, if you've ever driven a stick shift when you're a rookie, well, I don't know but why, but I felt like a rookie.
Oh, Jared,
in this, so
I didn't tell you this. Yeah. You're pulling in, and I can't remember if it was Mike or Alex. Has he driven one of these before? Because he was going.
No. Yeah, that was me. So I'm like, man, I look like a not intelligent, experienced person on this. I'm just afraid I'm going to ram the forklift or the forks through the chicken house, which would have been very bad. Well, somehow, slowly but surely, I go up to the chicken coop.
And you're inches from the fence. Because also a fence we had to work with, like, that was right next, like, in line with the coop.
Oh, no, so. You're talking about part two. Part one was we finally have to move it off the trailer with this tractor and then slide it over to the concrete pad. Now it's, like, half hanging off. And Mike comes up to me and says, hey, can Annette take a joke?
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she can take a joke.
Oh, so, yeah, it's hanging off. So he
hanging off, like, 18 inches, just hanging off the end. So he calls Annette over.
We have video of it. I got to have to post that.
Yeah. And I'm videoing, acting like I'm talking on the phone so I don't look like I'm videoing. And Annette's like, or Mike says, so Annette, I think this is about as good as we're going to get it. And what were you thinking, Annette?
Well, I walk out and the coop's literally hanging off the edge of the concrete pad. But it's straight.
Yeah.
Like it's like on the pad. Just it's almost like you just need to push it a foot and a half in. So he's like, hey, I'm sorry, but we got it. This is all I think we can do. Like, and honestly, in my head, now this time, y'all, it's like it's been like 4 hours of trying to get this. And I almost was like, I don't even care. Like, if we got to, and I thought in my head, you know what? Okay, if we got to leave it there, just get some cinder blocks. Those big blocks, we'll put them under, hold it up, add some grass, and we're good to go. I didn't even care at that point, to be honest, because you guys had spent so much time working on it, and I felt so bad that you were putting all this time that I thought, you know what? I was pretty good about it, right?
Yeah, you were a great sport, and finally Mike's laughing, I'm laughing. So then Mike says, all right, here's what you're going to do. We need you to parallel park the tractor.
Oh, they did.
That's how
that.
Tight the space was. So I pull up beside the chicken coop, check for cars coming and going. No, just kidding. Then I back
donkeys.
Up. Yeah. And I slide myself into this little section where now I have to somehow lift up the coop and push it forward without destroying it.
You guys, it's these massive
like a forklift.
Forklift things. This is a huge tractor.
In front of the tractor.
Oh.
And so I start to lift it, and I'm like, oh, okay, I think this can work. You know, you got to adjust the forks while you're moving the tractor frontwards and backwards, while you're riding a stick shift, while I'm on a hill, almost tipping backwards, it feels like. Like, nothing can go wrong. I can't slide backwards
now. You couldn't
now.
See in front of you, could you?
I can't see in front of me. I can just see the chicken house. And now I'm, like, ramming it into something. They're like, wait. And they go around. They're, like, cutting branches off the tree. Then they come back around. Okay, try again. Well, now this time my legs are, like, shaking so exhausted from holding the clutch, holding the brakes, trying to gently nudge this thing along inch by inch. Well, I keep like something's not happening, and I'm like, I don't know why this tractor is not strong enough. Well, then I look down and I'm buried like 14 inches deep
literally
in the mud.
Every time your wheels were spinning, you were going lower and lower in the ground. And all he honestly needed to nudge this thing was like a foot.
Like
but
a
it's
foot.
Almost like as gentle as he was having to try to do it, because so it literally didn't ram through the chicken coop. It was like impossible. And the whole time I'm watching, I literally was like, I literally was praying. I was like, please, I just wanted a nice chicken coop. I don't want Jared to destroy. I don't want Mike to feel bad. You know, I'm like, please. And Ava was going, go, daddy, go.
Go, daddy,
go, daddy, go.
Yeah. I'm like, well, the motivation helps, but it's not helping the tractor.
Exactly.
And then, well, it was like the little engine that could. Just pray more and try and pray and try and pray and try and pray. And then finally it's like, I think that's it.
It was, it literally couldn't have gone one more. It was like perfectly on it. And we said, that's as good as it's going to get. Let's not even try anything else. It was, I don't even, honestly, it took, he didn't leave till like 7:30. It took 5 hours.
It was intense.
5 hours of trying to get this coop into place.
So to the buyer of our home, if that were ever to happen, you have yourself a nice chicken coop in the future.
And you want to hear the best part?
What?
No chickens slept in it.
No chickens like it.
There currently is maybe 2 chickens that have gone in there to sleep. Because they're like, what is this? This is too fancy. Who needs this? Who wants a fancy coop when you can have a dirty run?
Exactly.
But they are laying their eggs in there. So there is hope.
There's hope.
It is a nice coop. Mike did a wonderful job. It is beautiful.
It is nice.
It is so well built.
Pretty cool, Mike.
And... you know, all these things. There's so many things that go into having a chicken coop. I think I put together a chicken course that kind of says like all these different things. And that is why, because sometimes when you get chickens, you just don't know. So if you're looking for information, I will put a link to that or I'll talk about that a little more. But I'm very grateful, Jared, for all your effort and all your help. It went well. It's in place and nothing broke. Just like a little bit of trim off the back. And, you know, it went so much better than it could have. So my lesson to myself is always plan a little more and maybe make sure that everyone knows really what is happening so that you can have a plan before it happens. Because we did not do that. And that was not smart.
Yeah, plan your chicken coop. Then build your house and property around your chicken coop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do not put it in a spot that's hard to get to. Let me tell you that. If you just tell yourself, could a tractor get in here? And if not, don't do it. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be back. Oh, we have something fun. We won't talk about it today, but for next podcast, about Jared and I finally just discovered what our love languages are after 15 years. So,
oh man, and it's funny.
We'll leave that
it's
for
way
next
funnier
time.
Than anyone.
Yeah,
could
I know.
Ever
but
imagine.
Until next time, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Adios.